Good, it's your boy Jigsaw Blue back with another episode of Jigsaw and Company. We are starting off fresh this year, man. Starting off with something out of the box, something that, you know, I mean, I'm still dealing with my music artists and rappers, but got some fashion designers in here, man.
Better stop playing.
Fashion designer. Got Lotto. Cut Up.
What's happening?
How y'all doing?
What's up?
Chilling. You see what's going on.
All right, so I knew Lotto for a while. A long while. Long time. And you was always different. I did notice that. And it wasn't a bad different. It was a good different. You was always different. And then when we talked and you said you was doing your own line, I was like, that's the shit that I was waiting for, the different shit. So props to you for you finally, you know, getting out there, stepping in your lane, finding your purpose. What made you want to get into designing clothes?
Everybody. Like I keep saying, everybody loves designer. Like, you see Nike, you see Polo, you see Gucci, you see Givenchy, but you want to see some new designer. Like, you keep seeing the same old designer. So at this point, I wanted to see something different, and I want to be the customs of designer. Like, and this is where it starts, the new designer.
Cut Up, how did you come a part of this?
I'm Lil Bro. That just speaks for itself. I'm Lil Bro. That's it, literally. She told me the idea. You see, took off with it. This ain't just happened. Appreciate it. This ain't like this. Literally, she thought about it, went with it, called me and was like, "Look, we gotta do something with it." And once it was that, I'm part of the team now. We can't do nothing but go up from here.
So you didn't see like no, you didn't see no blueprint, no design. You were just like, "All right, I'm with it."
Yeah, I ain't seen nothing first. Then, like maybe like a couple days later, she sent me the design. I'm like, "Oh yeah, that shit hard. That shit tough." And ever since then, look, we got it on now. So
Lotto, what was the, like, because usually people have, like, some type of feeling or idea when they want to do something as far as, like, a profession or whatnot.
Right.
Was there, like, a certain outfit or, like, a certain design that was like, damn, I want to jump into fashion, or it was just...
It's everything. All I buy is designer. So it's like,
oh God,
why am I going to keep spending my money buying other people's shit when I can do it myself? I mean, I want it to be different, and that's exactly what the idea was. Like, it's different. It's a positive thing. So it's not just, to me, it's not just a logo stamped on a shirt. It's a brand. It's a lifestyle. Like, this is how I'm living. Every day, it's something different.
Something new.
Every day.
New. Every day.
And it's new designer. We're going to show some promo of that.
Literally.
Real soon. But, like I said, you can see from their shirts what they got on is something that you can be looking forward to the brand that's coming real soon. Any influencers, like anybody that like made you?
My cousin is the first person. Cakes, he's the first person that I seen making these shits. And it was from there. I'm like, dang, it seems so easy. Like, if he can do it, anybody can do it. You feel me? Like, I just feel like if I see somebody doing it, I'm like, well, dang, if they can do it, then I can do it. You know? So when I started watching him, I'm just like, dang. And it's not even, it's fun. Like, it's something new. I can just put together so many different ideas. So it's like, my cousin really gave me that motivation to even think about doing something like this.
I ain't gonna lie, the outfit she got on is tough.
Oh God.
Like, I just keep looking
oh,
at
God.
It.
Oh God, it's tough as hell.
She got the J's to match with the shit is tough.
Tough. Too official.
Tough.
And you can, you know what I'm saying? We can do all this to it. All it ain't
that.
Going nowhere.
Dang, this is
it
stamped.
Ain't going
this,
nowhere.
Come on, man. Can't get this nowhere else. Nowhere else.
So where do you see your brand going in the next 5 years?
The goal right now I have is if I can see at least 5 people in Fayetteville, or even just the surrounding areas of North Carolina, wearing my brand, it's major for me. And then
no
cap. To at least see my brand in two other states besides North Carolina, that's just the main goal. Like, to see it take off somewhere outside of North Carolina, because it's like, I'm here, you know. I wanted to be somewhere else.
And cut up, I know we was talking off cam, where you said you gonna be running a brand, because you gonna be starting, you gonna branch off and do a spinoff.
Yeah, it's coming soon. This right here, this ain't it. We got something else coming called Crew Designer. We're gonna talk more about it, but just know this ain't just, it ain't just new designer. We got two things coming. We gonna keep going back to back to back with it, and it's not gonna stop. It's gonna keep going up. And mine is gonna be like this, but it's really for, like, I ain't gonna say it's based on just my age group, but it's
18 to 21
category. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna have like that young feel to it, like that graffiti feel, that real gritty street feel to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming soon too. Trust me.
Not only y'all got the brand, the merch to go behind it, but y'all also did a freestyle to that shit for the shit for the brand. So I know the brand was the running smoke, the fire, the gas, whatever, to keep it, to get it going. What was the process of recording the song?
It was I hit bro, I'm like, bro, we got to do something, like something major. I don't want to just put this out and just, I can't say that I don't want to see my clothes and, like, you know, no stores hanging up, but it's like, you know, hey, you got to start somewhere. But it was just like, I don't want to just do that. I want to push it, because it's not just, like I said, it's not just this. It's more to it. It's a lifestyle. Like, this is us. This is us every day.
Every day. Same thing we doing right now. Same thing we would have been doing if we won't no interview.
Right. Off camera, on camera, this is us every day. It's something new every day. So it's like, to get in the studio, it's like, yeah, let's just go ahead and do this. Because if the brand take off, the music gonna take off with right it. It all goes together. Everything it's a process, but everything goes together.
Exactly. You're not gonna see this brand without, when you see this, you're gonna hear that song in the back of your head the whole entire time. I'm literally, on my way here, the song just kept replaying in my head, because I know what's coming behind.
I heard it. Like I said, shit's tough.
Yeah.
This shit is tough. Who made the beat?
It was an instrumental, on YouTube.
Okay.
Which is something we passed by.
Literally, one night, supposed to be a song. The day before I even hit you up, it was literally, we were sitting in here just going through instrumentals, and the whistle popped on when we were skipping through it, and I'm just like, hold on, go back to that. I'm like, that's kind of catchy. So yeah, let's do that. So it was just like, I was like, boom, it clicked with it, and I'm just like, boom, that's gonna click with the brand. I need it. The whistle clicked with it. It all went together.
Shouts to Dom for recording it.
My boy.
Shouts to Dom Beats.
Like, without my man today, we wouldn't have
it. Yeah, look, wouldn't be no song for real.
Now, Lotto, I know you have done music before. Are you gonna, like, stick with doing, like, keep pushing with the music? Because I know Cut Up is. But are you just focusing on the fashion?
Nah, I'm going to push it with my music. Definitely, because I have a name. I made a name for myself, and I need to push my name with my brand. So, stick with my music.
So, Cut Up. How did you start? How did you get into doing music?
Like I said, this is my big sis. I'm a little bro. So, I knew she was doing music. I know Cake's doing music. Cake had a whole anthem going crazy. But really, I was working jobs, but I don't really see myself
sticking to nothing.
Yeah, working for the man. Really, what the music happened, I lost my grandma. Then after that, I almost dropped out of school, but I was like, I want something to keep going. So during the little situations I had, hopped on Band Lab, I started making music on my phone at the band lab. I got in a real studio. And ever since then, I've been rapping since, I say, 16. I'm 19 now, so literally.
Y'all heard that, kids. He was about to drop out, but he stayed in school.
Look, man, that summer school ain't it. I'm trying to tell you. Waking up on Saturday.
He stayed in school.
Man, Saturdays and Sundays, school hours. You don't want to do it. I'm trying to tell you.
Hit that. Drop out and have to go to night school.
Oh, man.
What? I got my diploma, though. We good. Right. Certified. I ain't got
to
go to school.
I can respect that. I can honestly respect that. The fact that you stuck with it, man. Because, like I said, we all go through shit. Everybody go through shit. But the fact that you didn't let that stop you from a big accomplishment. That's a big accomplishment. I don't care what nobody say. Graduated high school, man, that's a big accomplishment.
Man, I'm talking about I hugged my mama and cried. Like, I'm done. I ain't got to do this no more. Like, I really don't have to wake up no more and just like, man, I got to go to school. Now I got to wake up like, oh, I got to find a way to get some money. Literally, I woke up this morning and was like, man, I'm finna post my little detail and I'm finna make me some money real quick. Like, it's different once you get out of school, for real, for real. And I see what people talking about with real life situations. They hit hard.
Oh, well, I'll tell my boy, my oldest is 17. He'll be a senior this coming fall. I say, yo, you better get it, man.
God, don't let the COVID stop you. Trust me.
You can do anything. This proves that you can do anything out here. To me, that's what anything. It is. Like, I'll be 30 this year. I've been doing this since middle school. Music, anyway, since middle school, on and off. But it's like, you know, I finally figured out what I wanted to do in life, and I wanted to be my own boss. I've worked so many different type of jobs, managed so many different things, went to the military. I've done it all. College, I've done it all. And it's just like, I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to work for nobody else, and this was it.
Exactly.
This was it. I invested everything into it. This is it.
And I think that's one thing that people don't understand. Like, when you have a passion for something, or when you're like, you know, this is it, you got to go ahead first. You got to give it your all. And I respect you, because, like I said, when you told me, hey, this is what I'm doing, X, Y, and Z, and we talked a couple of times about it. You said, this is what I'm doing, da-da-da-da-da. I said, all right. Then you hit me up, hey, we trying to make some moves. What's up? Hey.
They said,
you know, here's the song. I said, okay. This is what I'm talking about.
Like, one this day is what I I'm sent talking you about. The clothes, I hit you up. Hey, look, I just want to get my brand out there. It won't even nothing to do with the music. Then the next day, I'm like, hey, look, I got a song to go with it. Like, what's up? We got to get it.
And like I said, that's another way of marketing. Right. Another way of marketing. The song I will let y'all hear the song. We will be playing the song. So besides the brand, Lotto, do you have a EP or a project that's like in motion?
I've been working on some things. It's coming. I ain't even gonna put a date on it, but it is coming. For sure it's coming.
Same thing?
Oh, yeah. It's coming. I got a vault full. It's coming for sure, for sure. Just let me get back right. It's coming. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming. Really.
For real.
It ain't even, you can't even put a title on it yet. It's just know it's coming, and it's coming hard. Finna flood the streets, for real.
And it ain't even just music. It ain't even just
Not
clothes.
Even music and clothes.
Listen, it's everything.
Tell them to come tap in, for real, for real.
So we looking at some moguls. Y'all seen here looking at some moguls. That's exactly what I'm hearing. Exactly what I'm hearing. So, Lotto, give me 5 skills that you feel like that made you be successful.
It's the drive, the ambition, the motivation, so many things. It's so many things. Like, right, my mama kept me going. My kid. Like, it's so much. It's just, to me, I'm doing it for my daughter, for real. Like, my daughter, that's it. She's all I got. So it's like, at the end of the day, she's not gonna want for nothing, period. Like, and I'm gonna make sure that she doesn't want for nothing. So if I invested all I got into it, it's got to work. Like, That's it.
Cut up.
Shoot, I say motivation. Really, the mindset that you put behind it, the work you're willing to put behind it, God.
Of
amen. That's number one, really. I should say him first. And really, Fayetteville, it ain't too many people you seeing that's coming out of Fayetteville. We got scouts now. Mm-hmm. Now they looking, so they got something to look for. So really, the streets is Fayetteville is what's behind me. Hopefully they'll stand behind both of us. Hopefully they'll put this on. And, you know what I'm saying? It really means something. Let's make it a movement, not just a clothing brand.
Make it a movement, not a clothing brand. Why? Make it a movement, yeah. Not just a. So what? He talked about his hurdles that he had to overcome. What about you, Lotto?
Oh, I went through a lot. I went through a lot. Homelessness, you know, relationship shit, depression, whatever. I went through a lot. Still going through therapy now, but it's like I have a better mindset knowing that I have something to look forward to. Like my kid, she keeps me up every day, and it's like my kid is the reason that I'm doing this, so this business is going. She's going, the business is going, I'm going. Okay. Everything's going up.
Let's backpedal. You talked about you said depression. Now that's something that the black community
they don't want to talk about.
They
it.
Sleep on that shit. Heavy.
They don't want to talk
real
about
heavy.
It.
So you don't have. I don't want you to do that. You know, unless you want to go into what as far as like your depression. But how did you get out of your depression?
It took a lot. It's still, I mean, it's a work in progress. I can't really say I'm out of my depression because, mm-hmm. again, like, I'm still in therapy. I smoke every day. That's the only thing that keeps me calm and keeps me cool and mellow. Like, I smoke every day. I laugh with my kid. Like, that keeps me going every single day. Every day.
Yeah. So.
She's helping me. Is what I say. She's helping me get out of it.
And kids usually are, you know, unless you, you know, that fucked up in the head. Usually kids are the motivation of, you know, of what we try to do.
When you see her, you cannot have no frown on your face. I put that on my mama. When she bring the energy. For real, for real.
It is. My baby wake up with a smile on her face. So I have a smile on my face. Because what, you not about to see me down. Exactly. Heck no.
That's what's good. Like, I do feel like kids, like, especially young kids, they really can tell, like, if, like, they have that energy where they can tell something's going on, and mm-hmm. that's when they bring that energy to mm-hmm. get you out of that funk. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ada. You know, you work my nerves. I'm going to get on my nerves. But I understand what you're saying.
I ain't even got no kids, but I know for a fact they some trouble.
Hey, man, look. Salute to you, man. Hey, look,
say,
salute
you
to you.
Don't have them no time.
Yeah. So I respect, like I say, if you can hit 21 without any kids, anybody that I see that have kids that don't have kids over 21, I congratulate them. Uh-huh. Because that shit is hard. Like, kids.
You learn something new every day.
Every day.
Man, look, I know for that right now. I'm not fit for no kids. We're going to take time with that.
But like I said, salutes off to you, man. Yeah. So I'm going to just ask, this is why I ask some random questions. So do not.
Oh, shit.
It ain't too bad. It's not too bad. I promise you. All right, so give me. You had a karaoke bar. Give me your guilty pleasure song that you will perform. I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, I hear yours.
Backstreet Boys. Everybody. To the T. I'm not lying. Everybody part. The whole group.
I don't even know.
You get a little drink in my sister, I might dance.
Let's see.
You gotta go. I don't even know. My mama listened to 106.9, so I got some hits. I'm telling you, I got some hits.
Listen, if you want to take it back, because
every Christmas, my mama play it. The whole Temptations Christmas playlist. Man, I'm talking about me, my sisters, all us in the house. We know it word for word. We each got our own part.
That sound like my clan, man.
Yeah.
We new edition.
Yeah. I say the Temptations. If not the Temptations, then Gerald Burke, for sure.
Okay.
For sure, for sure.
Oh, man, so he got some.
Some hits?
Some oldies, but some goodies.
I'll tell you, some hits.
Oldies, but goodies.
Sure.
Probably, what's that man named? Justin Bieber.
The Beebster.
Yummy Yum song.
Oh.
Hey, I would do that.
The Beebs at Yummy Yums? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I would do that. Oh, I know all the hits. Okay.
If you could have a superpower, what would your superpower be?
Heck no. Some niggas nasty out here. Niggas nasty out here. He don't want to read everybody's mind.
Okay. Superpower. I want to be able to heal people.
That's different. That's different.
I never heard that before.
That's on some Jesus shit.
No cap. I say my teleportation. I want to be able to.
You know what?
Get there.
That's fucking convenient.
I want to be able to get there.
Especially in traffic.
I mean, I want to be able to get in a fight. Oh, I'm over here. I'm over here. Man, look, teleportation, for real, for real. If not teleportation,
you got to think
telekinesis.
When they say hurt people, you can heal somebody.
Facts. Things can change their whole life.
Things, right. A lot of things can change for a lot of people.
Facts.
That's a dope ass superpower, to be honest with you.
To be able to heal somebody, not even by touching them, just look at them. That'd be crazy, for real, for real. You'd probably be in jail.
Everybody that you come with, I mean, like, not everybody, but you know, you have that ability to heal those people that you come across in life that are hurting in any type of way. Like, if you know, it's just like real severe for them, you can have that power to just, like, all right. They really suffering. I want to help them. I'm going to help. Boom. And it don't have to be 100%, but, you know, at least make them feel more comfortable instead of being in pain.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that before, though. That's crazy.
Me neither. Not put like that.
Exactly.
If you could meet a fictional character, who would you want to meet? I told you it's random questions, just to see what people's minds at. Cause you don't get asked. You don't get asked this every day.
Right.
No cap.
As far as like for me, I think I would want to meet. I think I want to meet Courage. The Cowardly Dog.
That nigga be an outside dog. He can't come inside. No.
Nah, I need a Courage because he's alert.
No,
that that nigga's alert.
I need to meet Coco Melon.
Oh, my
for real,
God.
For real, that Coco Melon been teaching my baby a lot of stuff.
I'm sick of Coco Melon.
I'm sick. I know all the, man, what? Every episode on YouTube, Netflix, all that, I've seen it 1,000 times. She just started watching TV, for real, like maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, man.
And I've seen every single episode.
I got me Bugs Bunny.
Okay, OG. Okay.
Y'all, I don't know if y'all seen the episode when he had the shotgun, he twisted it around, and the dude shot himself. I mean, yeah.
Okay, OG.
Yeah, Toon Squad.
I would want to ask him about that situation.
Like, bro, what do you be having going on in your life that you got to trick so many people? Like, bro, I would have to ask him a lot. Teach me how to dig a hole. Like, you gotta show me something.
Yo, alright. What's the best advice ever given to you?
Hmm. my man's giving me so much good advice. Jesus. I don't even know where to begin.
You don't have one that all, that just always sticks with you?
Don't give up. Mm-hmm. She still tells me that to this day. To this day. Like, don't give up.
She just told me not to the other day.
Yesterday,
she literally just told me not to give up. But I say the best advice that really stick with me, and what a lot of people tell me, and in the exact words, keep that shit going. Literally. Keep it going. Why stop?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going. That's literally that. Keep it going. I wake up every day on some shit like, damn, what I'm going to do today? Then something click, boom. It's always something you can do. Why not? Keep anything y'all doing, anything you do, anything you feel like you got to put your mind to it, even if you think about it, go ahead and do it. Save it as a rough draft if you don't feel like it's going to work right now. But do it.
I hope y'all taking notes, man. That man only 19, bro.
Come on, look who I'm with. I done learned a lot. Literally, a couple months ago, I was literally just sleeping in the car with my girl, literally. Like,
take notes.
Literally. I done had to learn some stuff for real.
Notes.
I done took some. When I say a big L, I'm talking about big L.
Major.
I can pretty much say for a fact, I feel like I'm the first. I was, 18? I can say I feel like I'm the first 18-year-old in Fayetteville that touched over 10,000. I can say that for a fact. And took a big-ass... I played with the whole shit. Took a big-ass L. That's why I got to start
over
from square.
10, over 10,000. Over 20,000. Over 30,000.
I hit for 35.
And hand at one time and blew all
I hit for 35. Gave my mama 12.5 off the rip. First, I'm pretty sure I'm the first dude in Fayetteville that ain't even blown yet who done gave their mama 12 bands, a whole 12,000.
Just for nothing.
Just for the love, like.
I'm.
I done took it. Man, look, I ain't got a flex for nobody. I ain't got none of that right now. Nothing to show for it.
So you feel like that situation, like, humbled you?
Man, that shit sat me all the way down. That shit made me really sit down like, well, you're a dumbass. But look, this is what you gotta do to get back past that. We're going past 30K next time. Literally, like, it's in the works. We going past that for real. That taught me a valuable lesson. She remind me of it every day, like, boy, you come on, man. Slipping. But hey, look, I done took it in. It took a while. It took like a year to really, not even a year, really this summer. To settle in, that you gotta go hard now.
Like I said, man, you gotta learn from your mistakes, man. Learn, lesson learned. I wouldn't even call it a loss, man. Just call it's an L.
It's an L. I put an L for a loan. That was a loan.
Well, not even a loan. This is a lesson, bro.
Yeah.
Keep it as a lesson.
Valuable one too.
It's a lesson.
I'll
so
never forget it.
How can people find y'all?
Facebook, yeah, I ain't too hard to find. Everybody know Lotta.
Everybody know
Lotta.
Yeah, everybody, shit, if you don't know me, I'm cut up, the big double O. I'm on Instagram everywhere. If you ain't seen me perform, you need to come watch me.
Let me ask you about your performance, man. So, how is your performance or your stage presence, like, walk me through your best performance that you feel like you had.
My best performance. I say my best performance was at the mansion.
Shouts.
The one I just told you about. Yeah. That's my best one. After that, though, I think it was a place. It's off of I forget where it's off of. I think it was it's a bar and grill joint somewhere. That one, too. So. But the one I liked the most was the mansion because everybody was really vibing with
me. Well, shit, how people can find y'all? Well, what's up? Because you said you're still working on it.
Right.
Everybody know Lotto. I know y'all can see everybody. Everybody know Lotto. So how where they can you get your Instagram from? And that's your camera right here, bro.
KUTUP.00 We literally cut up .00 Not with a C, it's with a K. What else? Apple Music. Same thing. Cut up 00 Google me, because I just found out I was on Google. So Google me, everything will pop up right under it. KUTUP.00 Simple.
And when y'all dropping a song for the public?
Making drop tonight. No cap. It can drop tonight.
Really, for real. Well, it's a matter of when we were to sit down and drop it.
Well, y'all heard that. Y'all heard what they said. Right. Y'all heard what they said. So we got a lot over here, man. We got Cut up here. Mm-hmm. New designer, crew designer. Yeah. Y'all see the work. Y'all see the work. A lot of matter of fact, show him.
Break that down.
Okay.
I see. Can't buy it in store. That did not come like that.
And for the audio people, she is right now is showing her line. Mm-hmm. Showing the line.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You're tough. So yeah, like I said. I support what they're doing. Like I said, they making their lane.
Right. So
they making their lane. They making their brand. So that's why I'm here. The support. Y'all know what it is. Your boy Jigsaw Blue. Y'all know you can catch me on IG, Facebook, Jigsaw Blue, and Jigsaw Blue 26 on IG. That's Jigsaw with 2 G's. Streaming on all platforms: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. It's everywhere. Right. It's everywhere. So, new designer, get a Lotto.
I can slide you this shirt, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Put it in your camera.
Fam, got to.
So, y'all will be seeing me sport that. Y'all will be seeing me sport that in the next episode. I'll let you know that right now.
Yeah, man, look, man.
Yeah. Let y'all know that next. But I appreciate y'all.
Of course.
Appreciate y'all.
Of course.
Like I said, I support y'all. Like I said, it's Jigsaw Blue, Jigsaw Company. Keep y'all pieces together, man. We out. Eh?
Hey. Design. New.
Let's go.
Hey, yeah. Just check the drip when I walk in. If it ain't by the check, we ain't talking. Cause I'm by the bed when I walk in. My diamonds on rush, yeah, they frosty. You don't see it, it's a new designer. From my shoe to my neck to my lineup. How many watching behind us? We at first place, we ain't starting no lineup. Damn, I can't wait till they sign us. I'm trying to run up some more new designer. I see them watching and plotting the trash. We got it for new, for the low, come and buy it. Hell no, you can't get it cheap. If you want it, it's gonna come with a fee. Cause we'll get you right to your feet. We taking over, this shit is too easy.
Yeah, Sally, you know I'm the GOAT. From the shoes to the pants and the coat. I'm the boss, I'm the plug CEO. You can shop, but it ain't for the low. It's a new year, it's my time to grow. You want pressure, then come get the smoke. And it's 30, gon' knock off your nose. New designer, my brand, what you own?